Books on Tape presents The Mullah's Storm by Thomas W. Young, read by Scott Brick. In memory of Chief Master Sergeant Fred Williams. Chapter 1. A leaden overcast covered the sky above Bagram Air Base, Afghanistan, hanging so thick and low that the afternoon became a long twilight. Peaks of mountains surrounding the Shamali Plain disappeared into the cold gray mist. Inside the C-130 Hercules transport plane, Major Michael Parson blew into his cupped hands to warm them, then pulled on his Nomex gloves. He donned his flight helmet and turned up the interphone volume at the navigator's panel. The rest of the crew strapped in. The pilot and aircraft commander, Lieutenant Colonel Fisher, adjusted his boom mic and said, "If we don't get out of here soon, we won't get out at all." Parsons' weather sheet told him why. The coded forecast read plus BLSN PRESFR. Heavy blowing snow. Pressure falling rapidly. At the flight engineer's station, between the pilots and just forward of Parson, Sergeant Luke tapped on his calculator. With his grease pencil, he wrote numbers on a laminated takeoff card, then handed the card to Fisher.
"They need to get that son of a bitch out of here now," said the loadmaster, Sergeant Nunez. Nunez was back in the cargo compartment.
Parson heard him on the interphone. A blue van stopped in front of the airplane.
"Here he is," said the co-pilot, Lieutenant Jordan.
He tapped his fingers on the side console. Two security policemen bearing M4 rifles escorted the prisoner, a high-ranking Taliban mullah. They guided him out of the van and steered him toward the crew door just downstairs from the cockpit. Shackles bound his hands and feet. He had just enough length of chain between his ankles.